Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to another edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Against the backdrop of one of the most tumultuous years in the U.S. financial history, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency continues to perform its primary mission of examining, supervising, and chartering national banks. For OCC, responding to the challenges of this economy requires a workforce with the right skills, motivation, and experience. It also requires a sound information technology strategy and an adaptive information technology infrastructure, because failures in technology or technology-related controls can jeopardize a bank's safety and soundness, as well as its ability to comply with laws and regulations. With us this morning to discuss the IT strategy of his office is our very special guest, Bajinder Paul, Chief Information Officer at the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. Bajinder, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure having you here.
Well, thanks very much, Al, and it's a pleasure to be here this morning with you.
Also joining our conversation is Roxanne Ulrich, partner in IBM's Treasury Practice. Roxanne, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Bajinder, let's start by providing our listeners some context about your organization. Could you take a few minutes and provide us an overview of the history and the mission of the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, otherwise known as OCC?
Absolutely. And by the way, that's an excellent question to start with. Just to give your listeners some background, some context about the OCC, or the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the OCC was established in 1863 as an independent agency of the Department of the Treasury. Now, the OCC is really the primary regulators of the national banks in this country. The OCC charters, regulates, and supervises all of the national banks in the U.S. And in fact, in addition to the national banks, we also supervise and regulate federal branches of foreign national banks as well. In terms of the metrics, overall metrics, the OCC manages close to or regulates about 1,700 national banks, 50 branches of the foreign national banks. In terms of the assets, this is important when you talk about the mission of the OCC. The OCC regulates or supervises close to about $9 trillion in commercial banking assets. So that sort of gives you, your listeners the magnitude of the mission of the OCC. And really, in executive summary, the mission of the agency is to really ensure the safety and soundness of the national banking system. The OCC has close to about 3,100 employees throughout the country. We have 4 district offices, 70 field offices throughout the country, and majority of our workforce is in the field examining national banks. Some of these banks include, for example, some of the largest banks in the country, the Bank of America, the Wells Fargo's, the J.P. Morgan Chase, as well as many mid-size and community banks throughout the country. So that's really what we are at the OCC in terms of the mission.
Great. So with a mission that broad and 1,700 national banks, I think you mentioned, and $9 trillion, can you put a little bit of a finer point around how OCC is organized to meet all these various missions, and tell us maybe a little bit more about the geographic footprint in terms of district offices or where people reside within the organization?
Absolutely. If you look at the broader perspective in the organization, the OCC consists of really 2 primary business units, what we call the supervision as a line of business and a non-supervision line of business. Supervision includes supervising the large banks, the mid-sized community banks, and the national banking examiners that sets the policy in place to regulate and supervise the national banks. The non-supervision components are your traditional typical organization components, like, for example, the General Counsel, the Office of Management, and the Office of CIO. The cool thing at the OCC is that the heads of all these units report directly to the Comptroller. I, as a CIO, am privileged in that hierarchy to report directly to the head of the agency, Comptroller John Dugan.
Okay. Bajinder, with this overview, could you give us a little bit more insight as to your area and your specific role within the department, your specific responsibilities and duties as OCC's Chief Information Officer, and could you tell us how your area is organized, the size of your staff?
Absolutely, Roxanne. I'm glad you asked that question. As the chief information officer for the agency, my responsibilities, my duties really are at the enterprise level. We provide IT services that encompass application delivery to our lines of businesses. It also includes providing infrastructure services, for example, application hosting, disaster recovery, network services, client-side, desktop, desk-side, you know, technology modernization. It also includes information security, as well as capital planning, IT investments. So it's a broad range of IT services for all of the users throughout the agency, including the field as well.
Regarding those responsibilities, what would you view as your top three challenges that you face in your position, and how have you addressed these challenges?
Clearly, there are many, many, many priorities, but if I had to name top three, number one, IT being a strategic enabler to the business. I think it's very important for the CIO to not be a sort of in a silo and manage, you know, simply the IT resources. The CIO has to be a key strategic enabler to the lines of businesses. That means is that the CIO and the CIO's organization needs to understand the business of the agency first and foremost and align IT to those priorities. So that's number one. Number two, clearly it's always important, especially in times of economic difficulties and disruptions, that we have to be very cognizant and make sure that IT costs are being managed well, they're being reduced over time, while at the same time the level of services to our businesses are being provided in a better sense. They're improving. So reduce costs, total cost of ownership, and improve services. And number three, my perspective as a CIO is really from a business standpoint, and I think customer satisfaction, customer outreach, to make sure that IT is providing the right set of services at the right time. So those are really, in a broad sense, are the three key priorities for me at the OCC.
Now, Bajinder, I understand that prior to coming to OCC, you had spent some time at HUD, as well as the Department of Justice and at ATF. Can you tell me a little bit about your career path, and how did you get started in government service?
Absolutely. Originally, I'm from India. I came to the U.S. Back in 1970, 71 timeframe. So I had the unique privilege of going to high school and going to college here. And what I recall as I was growing up in the U.S. was that message from my parents, that work hard and the possibilities in the U.S. are limitless. This was the best country in the world. And, you know, my life is an example of that. I clearly remember when I was growing up in the U.S., upstate New York, I had a number of mentors who taught me English, who helped me through school. The only language I spoke was really sort of, mathematics and science, and everything else had to be taught. When I was ready to go to college, it was a natural choice for me to be in an engineering field. So I did my undergraduate in electrical engineering from Cornell, and then I began to work in the private sector. For many, many years, I worked in some of the top Fortune 500 companies. I reached a point in my professional career that I felt with full conviction that it's time for me to give back to the country that gave me so much, that I thought clearly that it was time for me to serve the public. And so that was my really the driving reason to come to the federal government and be a public servant. And it's been a fabulous ride. I mean, I came to the federal government in 1992, originally with the Department of Commerce. And then, over time, took on more responsibilities. I worked at the ATF, managing software development for the agency. And then at HUD, I was the deputy CIO for IT operations. And then eventually I came to the OCC in 2007. So really, in a nutshell, that's sort of my pathway in career.
That's a wonderful story. So Bajinder, as you reflect back on your career, what have been perhaps some of the experiences that have influenced your management approach, and what lessons have you learned through your career that perhaps you're bringing now to OCC?
There are many things I can contemplate and reflect back on. I think clearly one is mentorship. You know, I achieved a level of success not because of my own doing, all of my doing. I mean, I had good people to help me along. I can still remember people. I remember back in high school, I remember the name of my math teacher who took the time to teach me English. Now, she didn't have to, Mrs. Mann. I remember when I was in GE, I remember my manager who taught me some management skills and human relations. So mentorship is very important to me, and I try to emulate that as well. I try to emulate others in my profession as well. I think that's number one. Number two, I think the importance of teamwork. delivery of information technology is a highly complex undertaking. What one has to recognize in a leadership position is that no one person has a complete solution. It takes a team of people to successfully deliver information technology. So I think teamwork is extremely important. And I think the number three is really the respect of diversity. I think it's important to have differences in opinions. I think different opinions and ideas are sort of the foundation of optimizing an organization's way of doing business. So those are some of the fundamental principles.
Excellent. Yeah. What about OCC's information technology strategy? We will ask Bajinder Paul, CIO at the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.